Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Gimel, and we are on Chaf Beis Mabeis. We started the fourth parak, which discusses issues relating to shofar on Shabbos, and we noted that there's a major machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi Lamaskana. The Yerushalmi has a chilek on a d'oraisa level about shofar on Shabbos, the two psukim of Yom Trua and Zichron Trua, those two psukim. So the Yerushalmi says, oh, so Yom Trua is when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday. And Zichron Shrua is when Rosh Hashanah falls out on the Shabbos. Beautiful. Those are the two psukim. The Bavli, if you remember, does not say that. The Bavli says that, what do you mean? It sounds like from the Yerushalmi that there's an Issa D'Oraisa to blow shofar on Shabbos. Like, what malacha is that? It's a chachma. It's not a malacha, says the Bavli. The Yerushalmi seems to say that it's a malacha of some kind. And therefore, one would need a pasuk to say that it is mutter if it falls out on Shabbos. That zichron shua yom shua. But again, lamaskana, the Bavli paskins that it is an iser derabanan, and it's based on the gzera derabba of gzera shemi yavireno dal ramos berushos harabim. Right? Really, shofar is mutter mida araisa on Shabbos. As we continue that sukya, just to mention the Taz, it's probably come up again, but the Taz dafka here in this context, you know, there's a whole sefer that David Cohen from Brooklyn wrote about Hataz Hayadua. That's the name of the Sefer. But the Menachas Chanuch quotes this Taz 15 times in his Sefer. I don't know that exactly, but a number of times. And that's the Taz in Hilchos here on Rosh Hashanah. Because right? We paskin that Rosh Hashanah is a shofar is mutter midaraisa and only usher midarabanan to blow, says the Taz. But one second. Didn't Chazal Aser blowing all musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif? Shofar is a musical instrument, isn't it? And therefore, even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, it should be Aser to blow shofar because of Gzeir Hashem Yisak and Kleshir, because it's a musical instrument. And if Chazal Aser all musical instruments, so then all musical instruments, even shofar, should be Aser, even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday. Says the Taz, that can't be. That can't be. Why? Because if the Torah says something is mutter, you can't just knock it out and say it's forever usr. That's the Taz's yesod. Something that's davar hamafurish laheter in the Torah, you cannot say that it is usr. And therefore, if the Torah says blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to say never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? That's impossible. If you want to say that don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, okay, next year you'll blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But not this year. But if you say you never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so Chazal don't have the power to do that, and that is the yisod that many achronim discuss. You know, kashes, rayas to that taz, but davar hamafurish laheter in the Torah can Chazal knock it out? Like what the Minchas Torah, remember, talks about this by Maaser Rishon. Right? Remember the Ezra Hasofer said because the Levim didn't come back for Bayisheni, don't give Maaser Rishon anymore to the Levim. Enough, they don't. Again, you got to take out the Trumas Meiser because that's usur for Yisrael to give. But you can be mafres the Meiser Rishon and then keep it or give it to the Kohanim. So the Torah says, give it to the Levi. Is it usur to give it to the Levi? Is it only there's a diak that some have? The Rambam says in his door. So maybe he just did it for his door, not for future generations. That's one of the many places where the Minchas Chanuch talks about it. But that Taz is in this context of shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos, when it falls out weekday. Okay, we're a couple lines up on the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis. So we spoke about what the sources are for, again, shofar on weekday, shofar on Shabbos. And remember the chilek that the Mishnah had that when Rosh Hashanah is b'mikdash hayu tokin avalo b'medina. They blew in the mikdash and not in the medina, which was a machlokas Rashi Rambam, which we'll get back to. Rashi says b'feirish. Unlike many Rishonim, Mikdash means Beis HaMikdash, and Medina means outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam said Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim. That's what Mikdash meant, and in the Zman HaMikdash, they blew in all of Yerushalayim, and Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Amrin Chavraya Kumi Rebiona, right, towards about five lines off at the bottom. So the Chavra said to Rebiona, but V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say v'ha'avarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi? Right, that pasuk is by Yovel. If you remember the end of Vayikra, you shall blow shofar in the seventh month on the tenth day on Yom Kippur. Tavir shofar b'chol artzachem. And we assume that all the Gemara's drasha. We had this a couple of days ago. Also, the Gemara's drasha is that all shofars of the seventh month are compared to each other. So we're going to compare the shofar of Yom Kippur during Yovel and the shofar of Rosh Hashanah every year. So if the shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel is Doche Shabbos, so shouldn't the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? So that's his question. Shofar Shua B'Chodesh Shvi. V'gomer, question mark. See the Karban Eida, first couple of wide lines. We darshin, v'darshin aminei, sh'tekiya shofar Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim shavin. V'chihechei t'tekiya shiom ha-kippurim Doche Shabbos b'chol makom. Just like shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel is Doche Shabbos everywhere, so too you should say the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is Doche Shabbos everywhere, so even outside the Mikdash. And again, right, according to the Yerushalmi, it sounds like there's a daraisa that you're not allowed to blow. Amar Lon, he says no, because we have this following drasha. Zu, meaning Yovel at ma'avir ba'artzachem, shofar of Yovel you blow in all your lands, ha'acher is lo. But another shofar, meaning Rosh Hashanah shofar, every year lo, you do not blow in your lands, right, only in the Mikdash. Says the Gemara, why don't you have the opposite drasha? Amin le, O Nomar, why don't you say this drasha? Zu, by Yovel, atem ma'avir ba'artzachem. Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel, you blow in all of your lands. Ha'acheres, by shofar of Rosh Hashanah, maybe it should be even wider. Bein barzeh b'chutz la'aretz. It shouldn't only be in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in chutz la'aretz too. Maybe the drasha, you're right. The drasha is saying that Yom Kippur of Yovel is different than Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. But it should be the opposite. Not that Yovel is not compared, and not a diuk that this is Baritzachem and the others not, but say this is even wider, it's even a chuzlaretz. Somebody says, no, you can't darshan that in that direction. Amar Reb Yonah, ilu haviksiv tavir shofar Baritzachem, if that's what the pasuk says, blow shofar in your land without the word kol. So then, ha'isi omer, kan miyet, umakam achariba. Then I could have said that Yovel is more limited. Yovel is limited and the Rosh Hashanah is more expansive. Ella bechol artzachem. It says by Yovel, blow in all your lands. So that has to be the more inclusive halacha. Bechol artzachem. So it must be kan riba. It must be here by Yovel. It is riba that you blow even outside the base of Mikdash. But on Rosh Hashanah, you only blow in the Mikdash when it falls out on Shabbos. Period. Okay. Halacha beis. We get into the second Mishnah here in the parak. Va'od zos. This is also. So the Bavli and the Pnei Moshe here quotes it here, says, what do you mean, this is also? This is also, we're about to quote, let's just read the first line, V'odzos ha'isa Yerushalayim yaseir al yavne. The blowing in Yerushalayim had more expansive than the blowing in Yavne. One second, we didn't quote the first halacha, how Yerushalayim is greater than Yavne. Now the Mishnah is quoting, and there's another halacha. So, as we say, chisure mechsura, as the Pnei Moshe says on top, chisure mechsura, right, we're missing something here, that as the Bavli fills in, but here it's not explicit, so the Mefarshim point out that there's a difference between when they blew shofar in Yerushalayim, Bisman HaMikdash, and when afterwards, when Yerucham and Zaki was Mesakin, that they blow in Yavne, after the Sanhedrin move. So the first din was that in Yerushalayim, they blew in the whole city, as long as the Bezdin was sitting in the Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis HaMikdash. As long as the Bezdin was there, that's when they blew throughout the city. And in Yavne, they only blew in front of the Beis Din, when the Beis Din was there. So that's one difference that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. But now it's Ke'ilu that's missing. And now we add on to that. V'od zos ha'isa Yerushalayim yaseir al Yavne. There's another halacha that applies to Yerushalayim, not in Yavne. Shekol ir shehi roa. If there's any city that could see Yerushalayim, or at least some of Yerushalayim from where it is, v'shamas, and could hear Yerushalayim, ooh, somebody in the city could hear. Vikrova, and it is close. We'll see what that means. Vyacholalavo, and they're able to get there from those cities surrounding. Right? It sounds like the halachas that we're familiar with by Megillah. Right? If you could be Roev and the Misach Megillah, but this is, we don't have this anymore, but this is applied then to any of those cities close to Yerushalayim, token, they used to blow in there. Ubiyavna, Lohayotokan, Alabavesin, Bafan, and Yavna, only in the city and only in front of the Bezdin. You read this Mishnah, it sounds like, the Pashup Shat sounds like the Rambam against the Rashi, what we just said. What does this Mishnah say? And Yerushalayim has a different halacha than Yerushalayim. But the first line said Mikdash, not Yerushalayim. So says the Ritva, this is the line, the second line of the Mishnah. The second Mishnah in this parak is how the Rambam was forced on this in the first Mishnah. The fact that the second Mishnah is talking about Chilukim between Yerushalayim and outside Yerushalayim, it must be that the first line of the Mishnah, when it said Mikdash versus Medina, means Yerushalayim versus Medina. The Ritva says that's how the Rambam must understand it, because otherwise it's difficult. And this is how the Ritva said the first Ritva here. He says Pirsha Rambam on that first. He says Hachal Karchin Mefarshin Kol Shara Eretz Yisrael Midik Tani Seifa VaOd Zos Hayis Yerushalayim Alma Yerushalayim Ayitokin Kodem Hachorban. This is where the Rambam gets it from. But all the other Rishonim struggle. Rove Rishonim don't say like the Rambam. So you got to figure out what does this Mishnah mean? How did the Mishnah talk about Yerushalayim versus outside Yerushalayim if really it's about Mikdash versus not? So you have to, you got to work hard here. Tosfos says, maybe it's, Tosfos here. Maybe it's talking about the Lashon. First Tosfos here in the Perek. Maybe it's referring to Yerushalayim after the Churban. Rebbe Chaim ben Zakkai made a takana in all of Yerushalayim after the Churban. The Ritva here says, again, the Ritva argues with the Rambam. He says, Eino nachon, I don't think it means that. And he says, V'yesh lomar de la'olam kodim ha'churban. Maybe it's referring before the Churban when the Sanhedrin already left the Beis HaMikdash. When the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGazis. And we're in some other place in Yerushalayim before they moved to Yavne. So at that point, they blew in all of Yerushalayim. Says, cause they weren't in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, but they still had the Sanhedrin. So for those few, I don't know, months maybe. So the Olam Kodem Churban Kishagalu, Kishagalsa Sanhedrin Milishkas Agazes, V'yashav Yerushalayim. Kodem Shahalchu Yavne, Chazer Yerushalayim Kemikdash. At that point, then Yerushalayim had the status of Mikdash, Litzko Bo Bayaraseha. The Al Zeshaninu, that's what this is talking about. Aval Kishem Mikdash Kayam, Ubezim Lishkas Agazis, Bohayotokim Yishalayim, Bechenikr. So it's amazing that this whole chiluk that we're having here, one of the Ritva was referring to a very short time. Very short time. Right before the Churban, when the Sanhedrin was out of the Beis HaMikdash, but still in Yerushalayim. So again, you gotta figure something out, because you don't want to be forced to say what the Rambam says in terms of Mikdash and outside the Mikdash. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that Yerushalayim, whenever this is, Yerushalayim is different than Yavne in four ways. Because if you have a city that's close to Yerushalayim, that could see, hear, close, and walk there, so then they also blow on Shabbos. You need one or you need all four? Says the Gemara, you need all four. V'hein sheyu kol adrachim ha'elu ba. As long as you have all four, need all four, then you could blow there. What do these mean now? We'll go through each one. Ro'aveno shamas, a city that could see Yerushalayim, but does not hear Yerushalayim. Could go to Yerushalayim ilamal and v'yam ilamatan. Meaning, let's say Yerushalayim is on the hill, and another city is in the valley next to it. So it could see, or the Bavli says, or the opposite. By the way, you could see it, but you can't hear it because it's all the way up or all the way down. V'shamas v'eno ro'eh, what about hearing it and not seeing? That's hahar mafsik. What if you have a big hefsik, right? Meaning it's close by and you could hear, but it's on the other side of the mountain. So that's also. Roa vishamas v'eni chololavo. What does that mean? Really, some other, I have the girsa here of krova, because we're going with the next adjective, right? What does it mean? Close or not close? Chus l'tchum. If it's outside the tchum, so then that's not allowed. So again, what's the lumdis all here? Is this considered a suburb? Or can this be considered an extension of Yerushalayim? So if you could see here within the Tchum, again, if you're missing any one of these, so then we're assuming that you can't connect this to Yerushalayim in terms of this halacha. Good. Ro'ev is shoma'as v'krov v'eni yechol olavo. What about the last one? You have all of them, but you can't. Physically, you can't come. But hanacha mafsik. There's a river in the middle. There's a river there. You can't get there. So if you have any one of these that are lacking, so then you're not going to blow in that city. Only if you have all four, is it an expansion of Yerushalayim, and then you can blow there on Shabbos. Rabbi Yona boy, ha'isi yichol lovo be'erevin. He just asked a question that is not answered. What if you made an Erev Tchumen? If you made an Erev Tchumen, right, you extended the Tchum outside, right, you put your thing out, the Erev out, now it's more than 2,000 Amos. Can that be enough to blow there? So that question is not answered. Again, there might be lumdus there when you have an Erev Tchum. Right, your center of Shvisa has been moved, but doesn't mean the city has moved. Or does it mean that, you've expanded your borders? And that's, an issue. Okay. Says the Gemara. Heich ma da'at amar, why are we making this chiluk of Yerushalayim and Yavne? Heich ma da'at amar b'Yerushalayim shekol hi or she, ro'ev v'shamas v'korva v'chololavo token ba, just like you have that allowance by Yerushalayim, v'yamar api Yavne kein. Why don't you say the same thing by Yavne? Why don't you say the same thing when they allowed, right, after the Churban, where they had the halacha blowing in Yavne, and like the Mishnah said, why don't you have all these allowed too? So the Gemara says, no. That's too far of an extension. Why? Let's think about it. Yerushalayim Dvar Torah. Yerushalayim, that blowing on shofar in Yerushalayim, in Migdash, or Yerushalayim, again, this sounds like the Rambam. Yerushalayim Dvar Torah, that's a din daraisa. Vayaret hasmuchos la Dvar Torah. And the city surrounding could be an extension of that daraisa. This Dvar Torah means it's an extension. In the city of Yerushalayim is daraisa. The cities around it, you could extend that to that daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai maskin al Dvar Torah. So you can understand that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he expanded and he added on to the din daraisa. You have a din daraisa in Yerushalayim. You have the suburbs that are a derabanan expanding the daraisa. But the Yavne midivrayim. But the whole blowing in Yavne is not, it's not a din daraisa, right? That's zechel mikdash. Zechel mikdash. The Yavne midivrayim, right? Really, you only blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, Shacharit b'Shabbos in the mikdash, right? But it's based on the pasuk we had at the end of the shiur yesterday, right? Vasisim b'makam shakarban is craven. That's the din daraisa. So the whole din here by Yavne is Durabanan. So the suburbs are going to be an additional Durabanan on a Durabanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Maskin al Devrayim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make a Durabanan to expand the Durabanan. V'yesh takana achar takana. We have this elsewhere by Gzeira saying goes from Gzeira to Gzeira. This is going to, you don't make a takana a la takana. But if the whole din is Durabanan, you're not going to expand it and make it a Durabanan of a Durabanan. We had this Gemara earlier. In a previous Masechta, but that's the chilik between Yavne and Yerushalayim. Good. Says the Gemara, Rav Simon b'shem Rav Shua ben Levi, Yatsu bezdim imakom lamakon, vi, or take out the vav, lo hayu token. What if bezdin is not there? Right, bezdin is not there, you're in you want to blow, but bezdin left where they're supposed to sit, let's say in Yavne, so you don't blow there, right, because you don't have the bezdin there. Rav Yosef boy kumi Rabbi Simon, what about this? Afilu mi bayis la bayis. You say if bezdin is not there, so you're not going to blow. What if they're in the same complex? Right? There's a couple of, a couple of apartments. They're in a different apartment. Is that considered good enough to blow? Mi bayis la bayis. Afilu mi troklin lakiton. What if they went into a different room? They just went into the back room. But you're not right in front of bezdin. Is that good enough to blow? So no answer given. Amar le berebi. Oh, great one. Adkan shamati. I only heard the first din. Of if they are not there, if they left totally. But if they're in a different room, I didn't hear. This is the only question Yerushalmi asks. If you look in the Bavli asks, what if they're there, but they're like getting ready to get up? Right? They're getting their jackets on. Ninaru la'amod. Right? Something that hopefully, is that considered out already? You know, sometimes towards the end of davening, people are already in this state. Right? So you could say, is this, have they left yet? Or are they still there? But the Gemara doesn't have an answer to that question. Ninaru lamo, what if they're getting ready to leave, but they didn't leave yet? Is that good enough to still blow shofar there? Or is that ke'ilu, they already left already? No answer to that question. So some achronim point out that the Yerushalmi's question is, what if they're not there? So masra from the Yerushalmi, that the only question is if they left and they're in a different room. But what if they're still there, they're just getting their jackets on, they're ninaru lamod. So mashtra on the Yerushalmi, that would be good enough. That would be considered still there. Because Yerushalmi doesn't even ask that question. The Bavli has a question about that case, but the Yerushalmi sounds like that case for sure would be good. Why is this important? Because of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, ninaru lamod, below amad, you can blow shofar there. The Rambam says, they're moving around, they're getting their jackets on, they're about to leave, they didn't leave yet, you can blow shofar. So ask all the Mefarshim, where did the Rambam get that from? It's a suffix in the Bavli. It's a suffix in the Bavli. So the Magen Mishnah says, oh, the whole thing is a Durabana. It's a suffix Durabana Lakula. Suffix Durabana Lakula. That's the Magen Mishnah's line. This is in Perek Beis Halacha Tes of Hilcha Shofar. V'nina rulamod bayadalu ifshita sham ulakula lafisha einze el exera shal devrayim. The whole thing is exera Durabana. So therefore, it can be a Lakula. It's lakula, to blow, but it's still a potential gzeira drabanan. Not for, it's a mitzvah drabanan. What's the downside of not blowing? Okay, but not sure. But anyway, that's the Magen Mishnah's line. But some of the achronim, the Tel Torah I saw, says, no, the Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi. right? The Bavli has a suffix about it, but sometimes you'll say, if the Bavli has a suffix about something, and the Yerushalmi is a Vadai, then you can go by the Rambam would pass like the Bavli, the Yerushalmi. So here the Bavli has a suffix about Nineru Lamod. But the Bavli, the Yerushalmi does not. Why? Because the Yerushalmi just asks, what if they're in a different room? The Yerushalmi doesn't ask if they're still there and they're moving around. So that could be the source of the Rambam. Interesting. Put it on the list of sources for the Rambam from Yerushalmis. Next, Barishona. Now we get into the other, I think there were 9 altogether or so, Takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he changed shofar, Zeichel LeMikdash. He has another one. Barishona, Yelul V'nizam Mikdash Shiva, we did on Yom Echad. We know on a Daraisa level, Lulav is taken every day of Sukkos. Lulav is Netilas Lulav every day of Sukkos. Why? Because Usmachtim L'fnei Hashem Alkechem Shivas Yomim. And as we understand that, it's going to be a 2 days in the Gemara, we understand that to mean Lulav. Be Sameach with the Lulav. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they took Lulav every single day. Mida Araisa. And outside the Beis HaMikdash, Lulav is only one day. Elokachtim Lachem by Yom HaRishon. Preitzah Adar Kabos Tamarim. Dino Yom Echad, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehei Lulav Nitov Medina Shiva Zeichel HaMikdash. So we know we take a Lulav now every day of Sukkot, Zecher LeMikdash, right? The first day is Daraisa. That's why the first day has to be Lachem, and the first day has a higher standard. But the other days, we take Zecher LeMikdash. And the last line of the Mishnah, according to the Rambam, as we said, Mikdash here too. Mikdash means Yerushalayim. So according to the Rambam, Shiva, all 7 days of Netilas Lulav in Yerushalayim is Daraisa. So there are some achronim that they say recent poskim or makbid for this. There's an Arach Laner. There's an Arach Laner. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger in his commentary on Sukkah and Bikur Yaakov says, oh, so if you have the opportunity, he was in Germany, but if you have the opportunity to go to the old city of Yerushalayim, Bizman Azeh, and even if you shook a lulav in the morning outside of Yerushalayim, but that's a Durabanan. But you should go to Yerushalayim every day. According to the Rambam, every day is in the Mikdash. Mikdash means Yerushalayim. So that's a chumrah that some had to go to Yerushalayim, the old city of Yerushalayim, every day of Sukkot. Because based on that, Bikurei Yaakov. Rav Meir Simcha, the Mechash Chachma, he has, the two volumes, besides the Mechash Chachma and the Yer Sameach, there's a 2 volumes, Chidusha Rav Meir Simcha. So in the Likutim, at the end of the second volume, he has a couple of pages on Mesechah Sukkah. So there he quotes this Bikurei Yaakov, and he says, I think it's wrong. Why? Because even the Rambam, who says that all Yerushalayim has the status of Mikdash, that's only when there is a Mikdash. When there is a Mikdash, then you could say Yerushalayim has expanded Kedushas Mikdash, and there's a mitzvah to shake a lulav every day in the Mikdash, which is Yerushalayim. But if there's no Mikdash, even if you want to say Harabayis hasn't lost his Kedusha, but if there is no Mikdash, no. Says the Mishnah Chachma. V'zeh shibish gadol chas mi lahazkir. Im kain, because if it's true, why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai has to make a zecher l'mikdash, because we don't have this anymore, there's no more din daraisa, let's make a takana. But according to you, Bikur Yaakov, in the Rambam, we still have the mitzvah today, the old city of Yerushalayim, right? You still have the din daraisa. We need to make a whole takana of zecher l'mikdash. It's zecher l'mikdash. You still have it today. You still have it today. You could do it today, mi daraisa. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wouldn't have had to make such a takana. So that's why Rabbi Meir Simcha argues on that chumra of the Yer Sameach. Good. That's the first line. And then we have Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser. What's Yom HaNeif? The second day of Pesach is called Yom HaNeif. The Yom HaTnufa, right? Why? Because that's the day that the Karban HaOmer is brought. The Karban HaOmer is Matir, the Chadash, in the world, right? You bring from the new barley, and it's Matir, the Chadash, and you wave it. That's why it's called Yom HaNeif. So, really, in the days of the Mikdash, when did the Chadash become Mutter? When you actually brought the carbon of the carbon of Omer. But we don't have the carbon, so what do you do? So is it mutter the morning of the second day of Pesach or the morning of the third day? Do you have to ad v'lo ad? So technically, really, it's the morning of. The morning of the second day of Pesach, all the Chadash becomes mutter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, but what happens next year, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to remember, oh, last year was the morning. No, but it's not the morning. You have to wait till the carbon's brought. That's why he said the whole day is aser until the next morning. Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser, that also is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Period. Good. So let's get back to Lulav. The Pasuk says, be happy in front of Hashem 7 days. So what does that mean exactly? So is Tani Tani Pesimcha Shlomim Makaz Madaber. Some says that means it's talking about the Karban Shlomim. Be happy, ain't Simcha El Babasar. Talking about Shlomim. Viz Tani Tani Pesimcha Lulav Makaz Madaber. And some say, no, it's talking about Lulav, as we just said, we understand it. So Manda Amar, according to the one who says, we're going to flip the Gersa, Manda Amar Pesimcha Lulav Makaz Madaber. If you say the Pasuk is talking about Lulav, then you understand what Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai did. B'yom Arishon Dvar Torah, the first day, shaking a lulav, the first day, is Midaraisa. V'shar Kal Yamin Dvar Torah, and even taking a lulav all the days in the base of Migdash is Daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai, Maskin, not Dvar Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai made it 7 days as a zecher to the Din Daraisa. Manda Rabbi Simchas Hashlamim HaKasim HaDaber, but if you say the Pasuk is not Hashlamim, and really lulav is only one day, even in the Migdash, then B'yom Arishon Dvar Torah, V'shar Kal Yamin Midavrayam. Similar to what we just said, Rebbe Mitzakei wouldn't have a zecher lemikdash if he's only being a zecher to the derabanan. The yesh takana achar takana. So therefore, says the Gemara, that would be a chilek. But of course, we paskin that usmach l'mitzvah malkechem really means all 7 days. Period. Chavraya bo en kumi Rabbi Yona. The chavra asked Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona says, remember the Mishnah we had in Sukkah. The Mishnah towards the end of Sukkah said that lulav was taken in the Mikdash. Remember the Perek Lulav Arava? The Mishnah said that lulav was taken in the Mikdash even on Shabbos when the first day was Shabbos. So the Gemara asks now, why is that true? Chavraya Boikun Rabbi Yona, Kamoda Ata Amar Taman. Don't we say in the Karbanos? Bring the Karban all 7 days, and therefore, whenever Shabbos is, you can still bring the carbon that day. It's a carbon kavua. And no matter when, because if it's for 7 days, then whenever Shabbos is, you're going to bring it. So why don't you say the same thing by our Pasuk? The Pasuk, according to how we just understood it, is talking about lulav. Take a lulav 7 days. So why does the Mishnah in Sukkah only say that if Shabbos is day one, then you can take the lulav even on Shabbos? But if Shabbos is day four, that even in the Mikdash, you don't take a lulav on Shabbos. So why is that? So on my loan, Shani, because there's another Pasuk. The Pasuk also says that day one of Sukkot is definitional, is different. Chalek Rishon Mehem. Even though you have the Pasuk of Usmachtem Shivas Yamim, you also have Lakatim Lachem Yam Arishon. So you see the first day is different. So Gemara says, okay, Meyata B'Mikdash Yitcheh B'Gvulam Lo Yitcheh. If you're telling me that the first day is different, then only in the base of Migdash should you take a lulav on the first day when it's Shabbos, but not outside. And it sounds like from that Mishnah in Sukkah, okay, nowadays we don't, but it sounds like in the Mishnah in Sukkah that you would take it even on the first day. So Amar Rabbi Yona, no. Iaviksiv ulakachtem lifnei Hashem alokeichem. If the Pasuk would have said in Emor, ulakachtem lifnei Hashem alokeichem, instead of saying, ulakachtem lachem ayom arishon prei tzadar, and then alokeichem at the end, ha'isi omer kanriu mokam achamiyed, then I would agree that you're right, that only in front of Hashem, in the base of Mikdash, would you take the lulav of day one. Ella, but what does the Pasuk say? Ulakachtem lachem, nothing to do with the lifnei Hashem, nothing to do with the base of Mikdash. Ulakachtem lachem mikom makom. Usnach lifnei Hashem lakechem shivas yamim, b'Yerushalayim. The lifnei Hashem lakechem is only by the shivas yamim. So you see, it's talking about two different halachas. The first day is Docha Shabbos everywhere, for lulav, and in the base of Mikdash, you take it for 7 days, midaraisa. Again, bizman hazeh, we don't take a lulav, when it's Shabbos, whenever it is, Bizman Hazeh. Good. So that was over what we have so far. We had a couple of takanas. We had the takana of Rosh Hashanah, right? When you blow. And we had the takana of Sukkah, Shivas Yamim. And we had the takana of Yom HaNeith. That's three. Now number four, let's just do the Mishnah. Barishona. Hayim HaKabon Ezechadosh Kol Hayom. Getting back to the first half of the Masechta. Originally, remember, Eidus al pi Re'iyah, whenever the Eidim came, they used to declare Mekudesh Mekudesh, so they accepted Eidus all day, whenever the Eidim could come an hour before the day was over, and they would still, Rosh Chodesh! Even though the first 10 hours we didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh. What happened? Pamachad Zeshaw Eidim Ilavo. The problem was, one time, the Eidim came half an hour before sunset, and they already brought all the karbanos of the day, thinking that it was weekday. And they sung the certain songs in the Beis HaMikdash. They killed all the Levim Bashir. The Levim messed up. What exactly was the mess up in the song? The Gemara will say. They made a new law. The Edim, there's a deadline. Only until Mincha time. And if they come after that, it's too late. If they come after that, right, what was the problem? The problem was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Chodesh. Because it's an hour right before then, and the whole carbon was messed up, and the songs were messed up, as we're talking about. So they said, if it come too late, so you keep both days Kodesh. You keep day 30 and day 31. Mishachara, Beis HaMikdash, and once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you know what? They went back to the original. So they made a din that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, well, we don't have a reason anymore for Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a reason for Karbanos or for Leviim singing. And therefore they said, you could go back to the original din of being Makabal Eidus Kol Hayom, and if they accepted it that day, so only that day is going to be Kadosh and not the other day. So we'll have to talk about how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was machzir this and other related halachas, but we'll have to do that next time.